Sylvie Simmons toured with Black Sabbath. She captured Johnny Cash's final thoughts, profiled Leonard Cohen, Serge Gainsbourg, and Neil Young to great acclaim. And now, after a professional lifetime spent investigating, analyzing, and explaining the music of others, Sylvie Simmons has written an album of her own.
There's a million stars up in the sky tonight, and I have wished on everyone.
It's titled simply Sylvie. She joins us now from the studios of our member station KQED in San Francisco. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Were you always a performer, struggling to get out of journalism?
I wasn't really so much struggling as to get out of journalism. I was just a performer secretly at home ever since I was a child, and I was on stage tap dancing and singing. But I just couldn't do it publicly after that. Once I hit my teens, I got very, very shy.
So what happened to put you across and decide you're going to try this?
Well, a strange thing happened, and it's all to do with Leonard Cohen. I wrote a big book on him, and when I was doing all the research and traveling around the world and going everywhere he went, including the monastery where he became a monk, I took a ukulele with me to keep me company, a kind of bit like a puppy, but you don't have to clean up after it. And then after the book came out, I decided I would go on a tour with my ukulele and book, because the ukulele was a kind of security blanket by that point. I thought, nobody can throw things at me. And I started singing Leonard Cohen songs, and gradually I think that the idea of having stage fright just disappeared from sitting in little intimate bookshops and record stores singing his songs. So I'm now doing my own songs.
Who knows where time goes when it flies, when it flies.
This is Who Knows Where Time Goes.
Sunlight to moonlight, close your eyes, close your eyes.
Where did the song come from?
Well, they're all little stories of heartbreak, really, love and loss. But they were also kind of inspired by the ukulele itself. It's such a sort of sweet, sad little instrument.
Let me ask about your writing process, because you not only have been a professional, but you have been up close and personal with some of the people who are considered among the best writers in popular music. Do you learn something from them?
It's strange. I don't think there's any real conscious taking from their work or any conscious influence from their work, but you start absorbing it all. Pretty much I've spent my entire life in music. I became a music critic very young, and so I've listened to thousands upon thousands of great albums, so I'm sure they all sort of soak in some way. But because the Leonard Cohen book took so long to write, I think that I was sort of living, breathing and thinking Leonard Cohen, so he may have had some kind of influence on a few of the songs. I think the song The Rose You Left Me was one that seemed very Leonard Cohen-y to me, because it wasn't really a ukulele song, and usually I don't think of writing things that are more like hymns.
And I could never tell you the way I feel. I can only need in this cold and empty place, take up the rose that you gave to me, safe with me, till again I see your face.
Yeah, because that was interesting. I wrote it in my head when I was out for a walk, and when I came back, I realized I'd have to play it on the synthesizer.
The rose you left me, when you left me, never died, and I survived the piercing of the thorn.
So this is running through your mind as you walked?
Yes, it just kind of came to me, and I thought, this doesn't sound like a song that I wrote. And so when I came back down the hill, running down the hill, I went straight to the synthesizer, and it came out.
When you were a music journalist, did you ever roll your eyes when songwriters would say something like, I don't know where that song came from. I just, you know, there's something was revealed within me and I was just the conduit?
You know, that's so funny. That was exactly what I was thinking at one point, where you just say, I don't write them, I channel them. But I was channeling sitting on the sofa on my own with a little ukulele on my lap, so it wasn't quite as romantic as they're channeling, I think, or as exciting. But certainly, yes, sometimes a song just comes fully formed, and all you have to really do is remember it.
So maybe they weren't as dotty as we thought they were.
Oh, I think they're definitely as dotty as we thought they were, but in different ways.
The stars up in the prairie sky just make me think of your beautiful eyes.
Sylvie Simmons, her new album, out November 11th, is just called Sylvie. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much. I had a lovely time.
I'm just alone.